I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 67. 67 of the big homies house. We got the homies in the building. How y'all doing, homies? Y'all good?
Yeah.
We're going to start from over this side, how we traditionally do. Big homie Sunny.
Hi, it's Pretty Sunny the Sunflower.
Pretty Sunny the Sunflower. How you doing? You good?
I'm awesome, amazing. As always. Yeah,
good.
Awesome.
Good to know. Of course, big homie JoJo. What's poppin'?
Shit. Chillin'.
Chilling, chilling.
Chilling, chillaxing. Running around, chilling.
Big homie Jazz Banks. The enemy of all cucumbers.
What? Enemy.
Enemy. Cucumbers didn't come into this life expecting to get sucked on.
Well, you know.
If I was a cucumber farmer, I would have definitely had fun that summer.
They suckable, so.
What the fuck ESPN shit you got going on?
My bad, they're just trying to let me know what's going on.
But yes, cucumber, you know, we not hating on that. We had niggas actually enjoyed that shit. That shit was very watchable. You good? What's up, bro? Are you good over there?
Yeah,
what's your name?
Future of Chicago. We doing the skits and shit.
Bro. Okay. Future of Chicago. He's from Chicago. Chicago.
Oh, yeah, when he was shooting at his producer.
Yeah, Chicago in the building. So you got some kinfolk in here.
Hello.
Are you from Chicago?
On phone.
On
phone. On phone.
Boy.
You good?
You're so retarded.
Anyway, man. So how everybody doing? Feeling? Y'all feeling good?
I'm good. I'm real good. I've been working out. You know, oh! We done found that bitch.
Damn, we found that bitch?
Found the bitch. Her name is Chevy Randall. Chevy Randall. I'm on your ass.
Chevy. Look, what's up, Justin?
Who's that?
Jay Clark. You good?
Sorry, I'm late.
Were you late?
What's going on?
You sit on the motherfucking stool.
Hey, nah, I'm in the back.
You sit on the stool.
How y'all doing today? What's up, bro?
Y'all good? So we found this bitch.
We found the bitch.
Show my nigga Jay Clark, Jay Clark Tax Accounting Company. So if you try to get your taxes right, try and get your refund quick and in a hurry. He got my shit in a week.
What about stimulus? You do those?
How the fuck he gonna get you a stimulus?
I'm saying I ain't got my stimulus. I still ain't got my stimulus.
You too rich.
Nah. I ain't.
Not on paper.
Not on paper.
Yeah, because we getting your money through Cash App.
Not on paper.
You get paid through Cash App. You told us the secret.
I know. I just transferred that money, though. I told you that.
I told you. You're not. Y'all know not to keep your money in Cash App, right?
I don't even got a Cash App. I can't even have one.
Why not?
We're not.
She probably ran that shit up.
We're not incriminating nobody on this motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
We're
not
because of nothing.
I ain't do nothing illegal.
Oh, okay.
So,
say that because he going to try to incriminate
you. Let me clear that up now.
I don't got one of them
he
services.
He think everybody's scared. He think all women are scammers.
Oh, no.
No. I do, pretty much.
Not all women. Just all light-skinned women.
See what I'm saying? That's just some fucked up shit.
That's messed up.
Sonny, You never scam nobody?
Wowzer, no. They scam themselves, okay?
And
I don't scam no one.
They gotta give their information up. They give up their information. They agree to the scam.
You ain't shit, boy. You ain't shit.
They do, though. They do. Also, I got scammed before.
To the pretty dark-skinned queen over here just off camera. What's your name?
Fat.
Yeah.
Okay, huh? I wonder why. Hello?
You know what? That ain't none of my business. Let's get into the first topic. Well, shout out to the bitch who got caught for running off and hitting the homie JoJo.
Thank you.
Wait, she hit you?
Yes, she ran into my car.
She hit my car. She trying to leave.
And she
hit my car in the hallway. She's trying to leave.
Basically, and I chased her down.
Yep.
And she ran. She got away from my ass, but they found you, didn't they? Yeah, bitch. Chevy Randall, we on your ass. Fuck you, talk about.
Wow. That's fucking, you're fucking crazy.
That's my name.
Anyway, let's get to the first topic of the day. I need to start sending out a reminder, just to prep people. This is a very smoke-friendly show.
Right.
This is not Sunday school. We in this motherfucker to get lit and talk shit.
Lit
amen.
Talk shit. Hello.
Amen. Hello. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
Amen, hello. God damn it. What's up, Carp? You good?
What's up? I'm good, baby. How you living?
I'm feeling good, dog.
Thanks, man.
I like the hoodie.
Hey, it was on the way, champ.
I fuck with it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the first topic of the day where we talk.
Gotcha.
You were small? Gotcha. Let's get to the first topic of the day where we talk about the porch things going on in pop culture and society. So, shit, some shit I seen on social media earlier today was motherfucking Asian dog getting into it with King Von's baby mother.
Because
King Von got a kid on the way. And I always thought, now that I think about it, like, the Queen Von shit always did sound weird. Because, like, wouldn't you be Queen Asian? Like, when you a queen, you're not the queen. You don't carry that nigga name. Like, that shit don't make sense. But, King Von has a kid on the way, so that puts all the shit, and now it's getting exposed that Asian Doll wasn't as involved in the family affairs as she liked to put on. So, goddamn, like, using a dead man's name for clout.
That's what you got from that?
Who's using the name for clout?
Asian Doll has been using his name for clout.
Because she said, the sister said that he hadn't been giving the family money like she had said she had been doing. So she said she gave the somebody in the family $7,000 each.
His niece.
Somebody like that. She said he gave his mama money. That shit didn't happen either.
Took him shopping.
Yeah. So damn.
She ain't do that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, the sister and Asian like beefing too though. So, I mean, who can we really believe?
This is a lot of smoke.
Yes.
This is a lot of smoke. They could tip for the smoke. Because goddamn.
Pass me a cup, Kodak.
Oh, shit. You know, shit. We can't be leaving niggas out of
here.
I took out the ice, sorry.
Yeah. Jiggas
rock. Well, he late, so, you know, that's what happens when you're late.
Facts.
Even with
leftovers.
My God.
Go ahead, my nigga.
But, yeah. So you think the Asian Doll used King Von's name for clout?
That's what it sounded like. You know, sometimes the math be mathing. Like, you got to put 1 + 1 in that motherfucker.
Why she couldn't just been hurt? Like, she just was hurt, and she just took it out, like, on Instagram or social media or whatever. Like, why?
Well, that's one thing Asian gonna do. She gonna put that motherfucker on socials.
Right.
So, shit, you can be hurt, but damn, like, if you say you did A, B, and C for a nigga that's no longer with us, you got to make sure you actually do A, B, and C for a nigga.
Yeah.
But you said it's allegedly, though.
Allegedly.
Right. We don't know.
What I found, though.
Yeah. What you found?
I found that, like, when people die, like, I'm sure even our regular ass life, when people die, y'all see people tend to over-exaggerate their relationship with that person.
All the time.
It's weird to me. That may have been the case, though. You know what I mean?
Especially because they were together. So it's kind of like...
Especially with celebrities. Like, you know, women come out and say the strangest shit when a celebrity nigga die.
Oh, my God.
Like, damn, you was just DMing me last week. Like, why would you want to...
And then they going to screenshot it and post it.
I wish
I would have responded.
What if you weren't supposed to be DMing you?
Like, what if I was just, like, being sneaky? Now you got my whole sneaky shit on blast because I'm gone.
So, what was the reason they got into it?
Nigga mad as hell.
The reason they got into it?
Yeah, what was the reason why they started beefing?
I feel like it started with the baby shower this week, you know, because one of King Von baby mamas is expecting.
Right.
And niggas is like, oh, well, I thought you was with Asian Doll. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit ain't none of my business.
Well, then she started posting like, oh, I didn't say that I was the only girl.
We weren't dating. The shit got real complicated. But I feel like that's what happened.
Kind of dumb moment, though. Like, we know that she wasn't the only one. Like, he's a rapper.
She was just the loudest one. Like,
she was, exactly. I take that. She was definitely the loudest one. Everybody else was just, let me have that.
First of all, he showed her. It's not like she was just some girl. He showed her. Bond. Like, we knew they were dating. Like, other girls.
When they were dating.
Yeah. But you know, when you break up with somebody, you're still having sex with them, okay? That, and especially if y'all.
You having sex with niggas? You were having sex with your exes?
Oh, y'all don't.
She the block spinner.
Yeah, why not?
Spin that motherfucker.
It's good. What? I'm definitely having sex.
What about
you
if you in a relationship?
No. See. Oh yeah. I mean, I cheat sometimes. So yeah.
Okay.
But see, I don't do relationships no more. So it's not even that deep. But when I did, I definitely cheated. I'm not cheating. Because cheating is so easy. It's like, oh,
this
my
why
God.
I wanted you on this motherfucker.
Because it is.
Because they
easy.
Always try to come at me all the time when I be speaking real facts. And
they be like, oh, cheating is so.
So if a nigga get in a relationship, that's just some shit he just got to expect. Like,
No. It's not like you got to expect it. Let me tell you
something. Well, not expect.
I never just like go out and cheat. You don't even got to cheat first. I'm not doing no tit for tat. I'm not waiting for you to cheat on me. If I want to cheat, I'm going to do it. Because I want to do it. Not because you did something to me.
What makes you cheat?
Like, I'm bored.
So you not, and even if I tell you I'm boring, then you don't even like try to up it. It's like, okay, you're not trying. Okay.
Then you go look for it elsewhere. But that's in, is that just sex or is it anything? So like,
say
that
nigga. And I'll be sex. I'll be like going out. Like, right. Like, it's not just always sex.
I know. That's what
I don't know why people
mind
just go to sex.
Because that's the that's like the ultimate cheating. Like,
but cheating is cheating.
Right.
It don't matter. Me accepting a gift. Why do y'all put something on it?
No, like this is what.
Do you agree with that? Is cheating cheating? You don't cheat?
Cheating is cheating, yeah, but cheating is sex. Cheating is flirting.
Exactly.
Cheating is kicking
it. Yeah, but niggas go straight to
your
home.
Your niggas sitting right next to you. So you got
to fuck. Okay, but regardless, she's saying what it is.
Don't do that.
I said her nigga sitting right next to her, so she got, I don't cheat at all.
I don't like something.
I know. If I want to have sex with multiple people, I know how to, I'm a grown woman. I'm going to let motherfuckers know, like, I don't want to be in a relationship because I'm not ready for that right now.
It would be that easy sometimes. Like, do it be like...
For what you mean, like, to not have sex with multiple people?
No. I'm saying, like, do you just know that you're going to cheat on your nigga when you about... Like, before you cheat on him? Do you just be like, oh...
No,
I'm about to cheat on you. Sometimes it might just be a situation to where you keep telling your nigga over and over the things that you want him to get together and he ain't getting it. And one day you go out, you feeling yourself, he pissed you off, you with your girls, you getting drunk, you drinking. This nigga that you've been wanting to holler at for a long time, you see him, y'all start talking, he make you feel good, you start getting a little tingle, and then next thing you know...
The outside dick make the pussy tingle?
I'm saying the liquor make you get a little tingle. And then he come and he looking all good and luscious and his chain shining. He take care of you and buying bottles and shit. He just like, ooh, you just look so good. And then you cheat.
And that's definitely a possibility. But like you said, you already like disconnected from the relationship. You know, you're not happy. But for some reason, something's keeping you there, whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, women have all type of different reasons why they stay with a man that's not making them happy. But I just feel like where I am in life and, you know, in my mind, like, if I get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm not happy in a relationship, I'm ready to explore other things, mm-hmm. I would hope that I would have the strength to be like, okay, we need to go ahead
and that's true. Ways and that comes with just being mature and where you are in your life. Because mm-hmm. we're not going to sit here and say that we've never had a moment. I mean, I don't know you, but
no,
we've never
had a moment.
We've never had a moment to where we were younger, whatever the case may be, and we cheated on our niggas.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I can see like now if you're in a relationship and it's, you know, you older, you're more mature, and you like, okay, look, this ain't working. I ain't finna waste my time with you. I'm finna cheat on you. Okay, so get your shit together because I'm finna cheat.
So y'all just openly cheating on me.
Hey, that's funny.
Black men don't cheat. You know what I mean? Especially if you done already cheated. I done already caught you. Like, look, I catch you cheating, I'm gonna get this pussy up too. And that's just period. So if you don't want me to get this pussy up, don't get my dick up.
But they don't
open
care.
That
they
door.
Don't, they
sometimes
don't
if they
like
do
that.
Care, if they do care, they gonna take heed.
Well,
especially
if you care,
when
you
know.
Care, then just
especially
up
when they know though. When they know that they bitch is not playing. Cause there's some females that, you know, they gonna talk that shit, that nigga be like, yeah, alright. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you know that you fucking with a bitch that can really go get a nigga better than you. He might move a little, you know what I'm saying, a little different. Might move accordingly.
Oh, he is going to move accordingly. For sure.
You can't
value to cheat better, that's all.
You can't do anything that's going to make your bitch check them other DMs.
And which most do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Most do. It's just so accessible. Everything is accessible.
Because niggas is easy, first of all. Especially a nigga that ain't got no attachment to you. It's like, oh, I get my dick sucked and you going to leave?
What do you mean niggas are easy?
Niggas, like,
they
niggas,
are.
Wait,
like,
no, no,
as
like,
a nigga,
like,
I'm
you,
telling you.
What,
like,
you, what I'm saying is, elaborate on what you mean
if
by
the right, if the right girl texts my phone now, we're going to cut this motherfucking show short.
Easily seduced.
Okay. Easily.
So you're,
like,
so you're right. So.
It's like all like that. It's not just
like
you.
Normally,
it's not just
a lot
you.
Of women make reservation and shit, right? But with niggas, it's easy to get a nigga in that bag, especially if you just come on to him.
Yeah, but don't think the bitches got reservation. They reserved.
I mean,
they got that nigga that's in
the
corner.
No,
because
y'all, a lot of y'all
like,
can't be called hoes. That's that. Look, you call a nigga a hoe. A nigga don't care.
Not these days.
Jojo, if a nigga call you a hoe right now, you're going to fuck up your week.
Okay. If a nigga call
on me. Right.
The nigga call you a hoe. Right. You're gonna fuck up your
No, what you say? Where all types of baddest, finest, sex. What? You can't wait to be called a hoe nowadays. They
if a nigga call me, I mean, if a nigga call me a hoe, I'm gonna be like.
Called a hoe. They crazy.
So you say you like being called a hoe?
No, I'm saying it's. No. No.
No, don't call
me. Don't like, you don't like it.
No, but I'm saying women's, well, girls today, when they're called hoes, they. Uplifted, like it's cool. Like,
don't call me no hoe. I ain't gonna feel uplifted, but like, I ain't gonna be mad though. I don't feel uplifted. Don't call me no hoe. Try it if you want to.
You see how you just got offended? But, you call Kodak a hoe?
Right.
Yes, I don't give a fuck.
But
because that shit not gonna affect me.
Listen, women, but what I was saying
I feel like it's
was,
like taking the power out of the word.
So,
yeah.
So let me ask you.
It's like you're not, yeah, I don't feel like if you're calling me a hoe because, not shit. Because I'm, yeah doing know. Whole shit, you calling me a hoe because you trying me. Like, not because I'm being a hoe, you calling me a hoe because you trying me.
Yeah.
Niggas exactly. is not going around calling bitches hoes these days. Nah, don't fuck with her, G, she a hoe.
But the crazy thing
is. That's me. He gonna be like, well, then
and
shit.
You can fuck this one person. You can have sex with one person. They can see one person in your phone and they like, oh, she's a hoe.
But I'm gonna keep it a stack with you though. Certainly, like, especially if the nigga thorough or something. Like, nigga, take it if you come out and just straight up about what you went to. You feel mm-hmm. me? I think the conflict is, I feel like every nigga here could agree. The conflict come in is like, are you meet a nigga? You try to act like you ain't had sex in 6 years. You don't
ooh,
really get
that.
Everyone in Atlanta only got three bodies.
And whole
okay,
time,
but even
and whole
if she
time,
do, what's
and whole,
the problem?
But I'm saying whole time, it's a nigga that know you that I know that told me all about
okay,
you.
Okay, and that's
and that's where the conflict.
Okay,
conflict.
Just tell the truth. That's the conflict. Just tell the fucking truth.
Niggas respect it way more.
Oh, so what you want her to be like? So I've been in Atlanta for 2 years and I fucked them about. Like, you want her to do that?
Not necessarily saying putting the.
You just don't want to put no cap on.
Yeah, just don't fucking.
I fucked a lot of niggas, okay? I'm
just
letting you know that.
A nigga will appreciate that shit way more than telling you got three bodies.
I lost count. I know y'all want to do this with me, but I just want to tell you I fucked all your friends and about 10 of them.
That's the thing, my friends. If they not my friends, if I don't know them niggas, they don't matter.
No, what I'm saying is that that's what you want the person to do. Damn, ESPN.
Man,
it is. Look, silent mode off. They just want me to know what's going on.
I'm just saying, if a nigga, it don't matter if you fuck like random niggas, but if you fuck a nigga friends, like
and
that's
the
problem.
Even still though, you can smash the gang and be a throwaway though. We ain't really niggas, especially if you're not trying to cuff you.
So what's the
care.
Difference between a girl yeah. having multiple bodies me? And then a girl fucking a nigga one nigga a trillion times? She's still getting her shit beat in. So but what's the difference?
That's one nigga.
But is she still getting her shit smacked like?
Look, man, I don't know the female anatomy. Yeah, I'm not a physiologist or no shit like that. But I just know all that shit feels
sure
the same when
different.
I'm in it.
Sure.
I don't. I've never fucked a chick and be like, it feel like another dick been in here. No, I don't know what that shit feel like.
So it doesn't matter how much dick a girl gets. It matters how many niggas she done fucked.
It don't even matter
really,
how many niggas she done fucked.
Yeah, just don't fuck nobody I know.
Don't lie about it.
Like if
thing.
I'm fucking with you, don't have me dapping a nigga up, then I slutted you
that's,
out. You
that's
feel
it.
Me? This
course,
like, yo, I used
agree.
To fuck with this nigga, that's cool. But don't have me like, yo, what's up, bro? Yeah, this my homeboy. This my nigga there. Like, yo, what's up,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, that's
the whole time he was busting you open. Like, that's where the problem comes out.
But you
know,
you
see,
that though, is when a woman does open up and try to tell y'all the truth. As soon as y'all get mad, it's throwing back in your
face.
That's
childish.
That's
okay.
childish.
We can accept that's childish.
That's why you gotta be thorough.
That's childish.
Like
niggas that do that is childish.
That's childish as hell.
Niggas that do what?
Because I'll never tell you nothing else now.
If a nigga try to turn your sexual history against you after y'all you confided in this nigga, he's childish.
We just gotta understand that niggas are sensitive as fuck and they gonna do shit like that because they can't handle it. Like, so they gonna try to do something and say something to make us feel any kind of fucking way. And that's just that on that. That's why they unfollow us on Instagram. They be in their motherfucking feelings. And you childish for that shit. And I said it again.
She said niggas are childish for unfollowing after they
that
get
shit
hurt.
Is childish. And
you
it
agree
is
with
what
that?
It is.
I mean.
You know I'm checking your DMs. Cause Sonny, a nigga childish for unfollowing you after you curve him.
Cause you been following me.
I was following you
for a mission. Nah, I either accomplished the mission or the mission has been failed. We gotta abort the mission. I'm following because I want to be. Now I told somebody.
You don't have to follow me to send me a DM. Exactly. Right. Just send the DM.
No, I gotta know. I gotta know your shit active. So like, shit, if I follow you and I see you post a picture 7 seconds ago, I'm about to shoot that DM because I never follow you.
First of all, my profile is not private. It is public. So you do not have to follow me. You can like what I. You can like. You can search me when you want to search me. Like, comment, DM all the time.
But if I like what I see initially and shit, I'm trying to beat. Hell yeah, I'm gonna follow you because I want to see the shit I'm trying to beat every day.
Right,
now let me ask y'all this because somebody told me I was wrong for this shit last week and shit. I just need outside opinions on this shit. Fat, you can comment on this shit as well. Big Fat. So I told this shit, it's only two type of women I associate with on a daily basis.
Oh my god.
Women that I'm working with and women I'm trying to fuck. I don't got room for no female friends. Cause if you my female friend, you're gonna either be following one of them lanes. No. Am I wrong for that?
No. I don't think you're wrong.
Cause she tried to make me feel like I was the worst nigga on earth. Like she wanted to do all type of friend shit, like go out and shit.
I mean, that's your life. I feel you, bro.
Cause I ain't the type of nigga have a bunch to be buddy buddy with a bunch of homegirls. Like either we gonna get some money together, then we can be friends all day. Or it's gonna be that. Like I ain't. It's a
y'all
lot of niggas out here
right.
That's high.
So y'all just wanna, yeah.
JoJo, you wanna know what label you falling? You which one of them you falling?
Yeah.
Y'all working getting money together.
We getting money together.
Yeah, right, like, but what I'm saying is though, like what? That's some fucked up shit.
How's it fucked up? Because I gave you a title. I gave you a label.
You're not fucked up.
Okay.
But the simple fact that y'all are saying that. You can't be friends with a woman because a lot of y'all not
interested in like that.
No, it's just I know, but it's like some women are. But so you trying to say that you can't be friends like because I'm cool as fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I mean, most of the time niggas is gonna want to fuck me, which is why I don't have nigga friends.
What
but what I'm saying is
you screwed a nigga
niggas
point.
Gonna be niggas.
But what I'm saying is right. That's what I'm getting at. Niggas is gonna be niggas. Y'all hold your dick. Put your
but
dick
you
away.
Understand, though. You gotta
why
understand,
is
though.
Why
like,
is so hard for y'all?
Because we have enough friends, my nigga. Yeah, we have enough relationships.
I got sister. I got girl cousins. Like, I'm straight in them.
All y'all
want to
do is fuck.
Y'all want to... So y'all don't want to fuck?
Yeah,
Sonny, you don't like fucking?
I like fucking.
All right, then.
And no, let me tell you something. I agree with you because I'm a real closed-off person. I really don't even really interact with people.
What's your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
I'm a Leo.
So your logic makes so much sense to me. Like, either I'm getting money with you and talking to you, or we're... like that, so it makes sense to
me. Like, that shit, logically, that shit only makes sense to me. Like, I'm gonna just be kicking it with you and, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
I'm sorry,
and a lot of women like to carry it like, oh,
friends.
This is my homeboy. Like, okay, but I'm hanging out with you like I'm your nigga. Doing this, and just because you're my homegirl, I'm gonna do that out of love. But it's like, don't make it beneficial. Don't make me being your homeboy beneficial when you want. Because if I'm your homeboy, because you talk about your niggas to your homegirl, I don't want you to talk about your niggas to me.
Okay, so what
especially if you got that big, fat, wagon-ass booty.
So we're
booty.
Saying, like, right now, in a day of age, like, now, you won't be allowed to have a female friend now.
It depends on how we got them come across each other.
Or
because
if I knew you.
I'm, be honest.
Unless
y'all like,
met on a
business. Like she said,
shit.
I'm not no mixy-ass nigga. Like, how many times, you know me the longest. Yeah. How many times you seen me out at a club? Only time I be in the club is like during homecoming week.
Yeah. No,
I'm, because we can get that shit for free. Like, niggas have been doing that shit. So it's not like nigga can't afford it. I just don't like, I don't like being around a lot of people. I do not like that shit. Like, people, like, niggas be like somebody came in town, you know when out of town is coming town, they be like, let's go to the club. I don't like that club shit. And then they don't be having no links. They be want to stand in line. I ain't no stand in line ass nigga.
We'll play the bar.
Yeah, like.
Or standing at the club.
Yeah, like standing at the bar. Like, what the fuck?
I don't like being around people like that. Like, I would rather be at home playing Madden or goddamn Call of Duty because I don't got real good at Warzone. I be sniping the shit out of niggas on Warzone.
And you sound like your girlfriend, whoever decides to be with you, is gone. Be so mad at you. And so
why should we be mad?
Because you play too many fucking games, literally.
Video games?
I mean, both. Shit. Yo, I just had this discussion with somebody the other day. They said, yo, I be on the Warzone too, right? They're like, you always on the game? I'm like, yo, I could either be on the game or in the club chasing ass. Pick one. At least if I'm in a game, I'm on a game for hours.
Damn,
you know that.
Yeah,
options.
But you're still not giving
those
me no attention.
Suck.
I used to date a nigga who was on the game
24/7.
No, we're talking about single niggas. I thought you were talking to your girlfriend. No, I'm talking to the nigga that cheated on so fast. That's why y'all motherfucking don't cheat. No, I feel like niggas not gonna put the game over his, like, as much as I am now.
Xbox or in the club at 2 in the morning?
Of course I want him on the Xbox instead of in the club, but I'm
But if you're not giving me no attention on the Xbox, what's the point of you?
Well, if I had a girl, I wouldn't be on the fucking Xbox. Like, I'd be bored. Like,
yes, you will be.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Because yesterday, I spent most of the day on that motherfucker. But if I had somebody who asked, I can grab while we watch the fucking the latest Conjuring movie.
The latest Conjuring movie.
Like, I'd be on that motherfucker. Like,
I don't like scary movies. Now I'm scared. I'm scary.
The last Conjuring movie wasn't fucking scary, though.
So. I don't like that space. Yeah,
when new one just came out?
Yeah, it was it's on HBO Max. If you got HBO Max on HBO Max.
Damn, now I need more to drink.
Proceed, my nigga.
Not so hot. I be in this motherfucker like, yes, I did. Go on, let me tell you.
Let me goddamn go into the next time. Yeah, so, like, all right, so I got a question for everybody. This is some shit that just thought up on my mind today, and I just needed niggas to goddamn feedback on this shit. Let me know if I'm wrong, but let me know what y'all think. Mm-hmm. So you got a friend that visits your city, right? And instead of getting a hotel, they know you live there, so they hit you. Are you wrong for charging them?
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna tell them no.
You wrong for charging them?
Absolutely.
Like, not hotel prices, but like, yo.
Yeah, no, you're wrong for charging them.
You're wrong for charging them?
Like,
I charge my friend. If I got to charge you to stay in my house, I'm not letting you stay in my house. If I'm going to give you my whole crib, I'm going to let you book it.
You feel me? Because my crib pretty decent. If you come in town, y'all won't hold your crib. But if you just want to crash, like crash on the couch.
Yeah, just crash on the couch.
Bring some weed or something.
So they wrong. So if a nigga tried to charge them for crashing on the couch, they wrong.
That's fucked up.
A friend come from out of town. I'm sure.
Yeah, y'all are not true.
I thought about this in traffic, and I ain't really had no opinion on it.
If I got to charge a nigga to stay in my crib, that ain't my man.
Something going on. You're hurting.
Niggas' pockets.
You're hurting. Because if you my friend, I'm like, yeah, friend, I'm coming. I'm finna be in the city. I'm finna pull up. And she be like, okay, well, that's gonna be $100. I'm be like, okay, bitch. What yeah, all right.
And but like, even though, like, you know, the
I'm gonna think she playing.
The Airbnb price is crazy. The Airbnb price is crazy. So like, say like the Airbnb would have cost him like $800, but your friend only charged you like $100.
No, it's still messed up. It's nothing that you can say.
I just tell them to bring mad drinks.
Now, if your friend comes
over
there,
that's respectable. Just bring some libations.
You don't go to nobody's house without bringing nothing anyway.
Some people do.
My friend coming from the airport,
especially when they coming from out of town, they need you to get the shit for them. They need you to help them get
the drugs. Where the weed at? But that's why we're talking about a friend.
We're not talking about an associate. Or, you know, we're talking about something like a friend. Yeah, friend, right?
I'm not expecting that.
No, I agree with you. Because you can make it, hey, Uber, stop right here real quick. Let me stop at the Libation Center and get some Ciroc or some Deli.
That's what I would do.
Or you could stop in there.
They said that at the airport?
Oh,
y'all got duty free no more.
I'm about to say, because the airport be texting.
Mm-hmm. I'm
that Chinese
my,
food at Hartsfield Jackson?
I'm not saying you got
problems. I can't eat Atlanta airport no more, bro.
I mean, once you get there, if you can provide, and grab a bottle or some shit, that's cool. But exactly. I'm not if I'm allowing you to come into my house, I'm not expecting anything because I'm the one that has to say yes you can or no you can't. So
if it was me, hell yeah, man. Come, hey, if the homies in town, shit, you hit me. It was like yeah, okay. Like especially if it's like just for a weekend or some shit like that. Shit, that's not gonna hurt me. Mm.
Right. Yeah. But if it's one of them. Friends that you know, they be doing the most. They eat all your damn food. They trying to smoke all your weed and do all this, and they trying to stay for
friends like that. They gonna contribute anyway. Like you don't have to even. People be like, I got everything. They gonna be like, okay, let's not say friends.
Let's say family.
Yeah.
Y'all got some family members like that.
Okay.
So if it's something like that, you gonna have to. Something gonna have to give.
You wanna know what I hate?
I can get that.
I hate when friends come in town on vacation. They think you're supposed to be on vacation with them.
Oh, yes. I don't like
that. Bro, I swear to God. That is the shit I be talking about. Oh, let's go to the Trap Music Museum. Motherfucker, no.
I'm not going there.
No.
I'm not going there. okay.
Don't, don't ask me to do no tourist shit when you here.
Well, they went here like 10 spots in one day. Like, nigga, I live here. I've been there.
I don't want to do shit, really. It's the weekend. I really don't want to do shit. I really don't want to do shit. We being honest.
I'm really over it.
Especially if it's a chick.
You want to go there?
Especially when they just call you out the blue, too. Just you come in and stay here, that's enough. I'll tell you where to go.
I'll call a promoter for you. Okay. Because we know the niggas at this point.
Right.
But don't ask me to do no tourist shit.
Nah, I ain't with that. Coca-Cola factory.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to
the Coca-Cola. You want to go to the Coca-Cola factory.
We're not doing that.
That's a cute date spot, though. Shit, I might got there.
Yeah,
that
shit is
lit. Oh, my God, y'all saying all this, and I still go to them places.
No, that shit is lit.
I went
one time.
I didn't find that.
I just went to the aquarium the
other day. The aquarium now. I like the aquarium. But the Coca-Cola
place. Georgia be going to set up for
puppetry
arts. How is it? She got a kid. No, I'll fuck with you. I'll fuck with you.
You a lame ass nigga. Like, you just lame.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
So I got a question for the ladies in the room, right? Ladies. I asked this question a few weeks ago and niggas skipped over the answer.
Don't look at me.
Y'all skipped over the answer.
No, I like to skip.
So, ladies, so like y'all into dating older niggas?
Yes.
I don't mind.
Why though?
I mean, not when I say older, I mean like 70, 60, 80.
No, we not doing that. They can't even talk or move or walk or
shit
what they
weird, right?
I say, like,
shit weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shit
yes.
Weird. Why is that shit okay when a nigga giving you money?
Some women prefer security over love.
Exactly.
God damn it, that go on to my next question. Let us answer this one though, because we're not about to skip this question 2 weeks in a row. So let's go.
Okay.
I'm not dating
none of you. It's a Ciroc. It's a Ciroc.
No, let's
go.
I believe it's Ciroc. So what's the question?
No, so why is it okay it's weird when you date an old nigga just because you like that nigga. But it's automatically okay if that nigga give you money.
Let her finish her thought on what she was saying, because I feel like she was going in that direction I was going to say.
You said, why is it weird if somebody's out of love?
Yeah, if you dating an old nigga, if an old nigga pursuing you.
Because
like,
that's say, almost like...
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, so let's say this nigga 90.
I'm about to
90s OD.
Oh, man.
90s OD. Okay.
The 90s OD.
Even 80s. No, say 75.
Even 75, like they did. Nah, niggas be.
Nigga, the president was 75.
First of all, a lot of, let's do, like, the percentage of people, they hardly even make it to 75, so.
Damn.
They, no, for
Death her, Eater? What the fuck?
I'm just saying statistics.
Statistics? Yeah.
I'm
going to
just
nigga.
Say this. It takes a very special soul. To be 75 years old
niggas be nice
man
as hell.
That old out of love, like it's got to be something special.
It is the money
Mr. Charlie may make you feel good.
He's asked the question.
Mr. Charlie may just you know shit. Just,
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
But what I'm saying is, from the outside looking in, once that money's introduced, this shit become understandable.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
It becomes understandable.
That might be some women's only chance to get to experience that type of money. So and they ain't got to do nothing.
It becomes understandable because 75-year-old
Bob, his dick don't work. He don't want no type of sex from you. He just want companionship. And he can't even get that much companionship. He only stays up for an hour at a time. Then goes to sleep.
She dead fucking tired.
No, for real though. Y'all looking at the woman some
you
type of way.
From experience.
I was a stripper for a lot of years.
Why you don't look at the men for trying to be with the younger woman? Like, he know his dick can't get up. He know he buying this girl. Why is our fault that he trying to lure
she's
him
actually doing a
money?
Service.
So wait a minute. You gonna blame the hook for the fish getting caught?
Oh my God. Yeah, because you
that's
put
hard.
The because
that's
you
that's hard.
Because you put the hook in there purposely to fuck somebody.
Exactly.
Right. So what is you talking about?
So motherfucker, you gonna blame the goddamn hunter for goddamn catching the giraffe? What
you
the fuck? He gonna do what he gonna do anyway.
And you put that shit in there purposely.
If a nigga put a band under a box with a stick and your ass goddamn knocked the stick over trying to get the goddamn band and you fall into the box, who fault that is?
It's his because he put it up. It's a trap.
It's a fucking trap. Don't fall for the trap.
But she wanted to get trapped. She need that money. Hello.
So it's okay.
Yep. It's okay if they both, yes, it's okay.
Right, that's what they two consenting
do.
Adults.
Yes, that's what they want to do.
Well, one of them niggas is just goddamn a corpse.
She said he only stay up for an hour.
If that's what he want to do, that's what she want to do, then let them do what they going to do. And that's just down that. And it happens if the nigga got money and if the nigga don't got money. And that's because y'all niggas is immature. So we need a motherfucking 75-year-old nigga. Because y'all immature as fuck.
Hold on, so we say y'all, you mean...
Niggas.
When do a nigga stop being a nigga? You talking about 75?
I mean men.
Men still be on bullshit at 75.
It's even worse.
What you gonna do at 75?
That is even worse. They be trying to throw that little money at every little thing that work past.
If he got money.
Right.
But if he don't, he's his little ass there eating his oatmeal.
Or if he ain't got money or a wife.
Broke niggas still be on bullshit, though.
Eating his porridge and he's sitting there watching motherfucking Judge Judy.
Broke niggas do be on bullshit.
Broke niggas be on bullshit the worst, if anything. It's the audacity.
That's because broke niggas be having angry. They just be angry.
Well, hold on. Well, part of that is y'all think because the nigga spend a lot of money on you, that nigga love you. That's
definitely don't think that.
Okay. Who said somebody thinks that?
Do be falling for that finesse.
No. Oh, my God, girl. So, he bought me a car. He loved me. No.
Some women do fall for that finesse.
You think I'm just making this shit up?
I'm talking about me. Yeah. I'm talking about me, personally. If a nigga spend some money on me, you think I think he love me? No.
What I'm saying is, if a nigga got damn... Say you got two niggas, right? Two niggas that you entertain or whatever. Okay. One of them niggas got a lot of time, but the other nigga got a lot of money, but he don't got that much time. Another nigga don't got that much money.
Who y'all choose?
Both of them, they like equally. But shit, one nigga can spend a lot of time with you, but he can't spend that much money on.
To me, it's not about how much money a nigga can spend on me right now in my life. If I'm with a nigga and he's spending time with me and we having a good time together, I give a fuck about that. I dead ass give a fuck. But he gotta have some type of money. Some.
Especially when you make your own money.
Like, I'm not no broke bitch. I make my own money. Like, I don't need no nigga to pay none of my shit. None.
Per.
Zero.
Per.
Now, a nigga with money is nice. But I wanna marry a nigga for love. I don't wanna marry a nigga for money. And only because, like, that shit matters to me.
You think
I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely in the house.
You think people still marrying for love these days?
Yeah, yes.
I believe they do. What they marrying for?
People marry
security.
You think more security?
Stability.
Hell yeah.
Well, what's more important, financial stability or love in 2021? If you had to pick just one.
I feel like when you get married, love, because you should be financially stable on your own before you even try to get married.
So if a nigga that love the fuck out you or a nigga that can spend the fuck out of his money for you, which one are you picking?
Wait, no, you have to change.
I said financial stability.
Yeah, but stop saying for a nigga to pay something for you.
Exactly.
Stop saying that.
Well, financial stability, because I can't think of no other word, because this rock is taking over.
If I'm marrying for some money, financial stability ain't enough. Like, I need to be rich, financially free.
Financial stability. When I say stability. Like, you ain't gotta worry about shit.
Yeah,
for your lifetime and probably damn sure your kids' not lifetime.
I'm gonna take the stability. That's it. Stability
means.
And my kids, like,
stability. So love don't
matter. Love matters.
I love my kids. I'm going to give me some kids. I love my kids. And they're going to be straight.
Love matters, but you gave us two options. Like, love is not going to keep the lights on.
Yeah,
not gonna keep us from getting evicted. Right. You got kids, like.
But what I'm saying is, niggas, like, it's like, I think our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, them niggas died with bills.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, but it was in love. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I ain't trying to do that.
Yeah, though. But you seen it. And you witnessed it, right?
That was even a time where they were financial stability was even more important because, you know, especially in lower income families, you had to have two people in the household that, you know, were contributing. But these days, that's not necessarily the case.
But most of the time, it be the woman that be at home not making no money, taking care of the kids, while the man goes out and makes the money to take care of the woman. So it's like, so now, if that's how it's always been, why all of a sudden when we still feel that way, it's a problem? Now we gold diggers. We was raised this way.
Because, nigga, y'all getting your own money no more. You know why grandma couldn't do that shit? Because her ass wasn't allowed to work.
Yeah,
no, we not.
It's not 1960s
no
more.
We not talking about 1960s.
You talking about 1980s, 1990s?
1980s, yes. And it was still the same shit.
Nigga, I was born in the
90s. Fight the rights and all that shit, but still. Y'all know how it go. I don't know why y'all sitting here acting like y'all know how it go.
Have,
y'all know good and well.
Women have
progressively. That's how it go.
Women have progressively gotten more rights over the last 20, 30 years. We can say that, right?
I don't know.
Would y'all as men rather go out and work and make money or stay home all day and raise the kids, take the kids to practice, to school, cook dinner, cook breakfast, cook lunch, fold clothes, wash clothes, and eating pussy all day?
That reminds me of that SpongeBob TikTok.
Exactly.
How much money are we talking about? It's the crap.
I ain't gonna lie.
62 cents. How much money are we talking about?
No, but for
I'll trade you SpongeBob for all the money in my pocket. Thanks. Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs.
How much money are we talking about? How much money is this bitch making?
No.
Cause niggas be talking about, oh, I'm gonna stay home. My girl make $100K a year.
That ain't nothing.
That ain't shit. That ain't y'all niggas be still struggling.
Yeah, right. And that's another thing.
Y'all be stressed.
And I know, and I said like, how people people in our generation like, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna let my like girl stay home, and y'all still struggling.
Y'all make like, nigga, you make 80K, my nigga. You don't make that much. You don't make enough to raise a family. What's your question?
Would you rather go out and actually work and make the money, or do you want to stay your ass at home?
I don't work and make the money. I get bored.
And do all what I just said that women do.
So wait.
I'd rather make the money.
You said if my girl's a breadwinner, and I stay at home and tweet all day?
And take care of the kids all day. The kids are at home. You got four kids.
Help with homework.
My bitch at work.
You got a 4-month-old, a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Oh, Jesus.
How to stop a baby from crying.
I don't even know what to
do. Google.
I'm saying that's what you would do? That should drive you fucking nuts.
I don't know. I figure that shit out.
And then you at home all day by yourself. You can't do nothing. Then your girl come home and she mad as fuck.
But no. Listen.
And then she's like, eat my pussy right now because I'm just ready for my pussy. I don't care what you've been doing all day.
Nigga, I had the strongest jaw in Atlanta. I'd eat so much pussy. I'd have the strongest jaw in Atlanta.
Yeah, you say that.
Y'all seen Venom? Y'all seen Venom Tongue? Mine should be that strong.
You funny as shit, bro.
You're annoying as fuck, though.
But to be completely honest, because I've been there before. Like, before I got my shit rolling, before I got my career started, I was at home most of the day because I wasn't doing shit.
You
I didn't have no job.
You were not raising no kids.
No, that shit would have made it worse. Imagine a nigga doing, like, at home, ain't got shit to do. I was bored as fuck.
Okay, so.
Like, I'm not the type of nigga that can just sit home not doing shit. I cannot do that. Even on like yesterday, my day yesterday was supposed to be filled. That shit got canceled last minute. Everything I was supposed to be doing got canceled last minute. I was bored as fuck.
Yeah, and you was on Call of Duty all damn day and night.
I was still bored. Like, imagine that shit. Like, week after week after week after week after week.
What I'm saying is women do that. Women go through that shit.
But I feel like we live in a more progressive time now. Like, people got nannies. You know,
you have to be able to afford a nanny, boo.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is not.
If we got one parent at home, we better be able to afford a nanny.
Oh, because she not working. So it's like, if she not working, obviously we don't need.
I'm making enough, or she fucking bullshit.
But y'all also have to understand that people do want to be in their child's life. They don't need a nanny, especially if you not doing nothing during the day. What the fuck I'm hiring a nanny for? I'm wasting motherfucking money. Let me raise my own kid.
Man, you need to be looking for a job. Yeah, you need to be on LinkedIn.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I need to be on LinkedIn.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
If your ass ain't working, yeah, I need to be on LinkedIn.
So you think like the women staying home like in the 2021 like the standard like what a lot of women expect now? Like
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is stop saying that a woman being at home, not doing shit, and the man providing, or not even that, just a nigga being a provider in general. Stop making it seem like that's a problem or that the woman is a gold digger when that's just how history and everything has been growing up.
We also look at the whole part of history because back then, the wife stayed at home, pops went to work. Pops had also had another family cross town nobody knew about to the funeral, all type of shit.
That's still going on, but continue.
Let's look at it from the animal kingdom perspective.
Go ahead. Humor me, please.
Have y'all ever seen, like, seals with one person? Like, one other seal? No, the biggest seal on the beach fuck all the bitches. That shit is very true. the biggest seal fuck all the bitches. So really, monogamy is some goddamn human shit.
You just getting to the point to where, like, let a nigga fuck whatever he want to fuck when he want to fuck. Is that what you're saying?
You should, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, shit, if a nigga, like, what I'm saying is that if a nigga can take care of all these motherfuckers, let him do it.
Let him do what he want. Got to.
Let him do what he want.
What about the respect for the woman, though?
Respect. But, respect is in you, nigga. That is in you.
But I feel like if you got a, if a nigga at home taking care of everything.
Can y'all please help me right now?
Can y'all tag me in?
No, fuck that. Because you sitting here talking about some, respect is in you, right? Now, if I went and I fucked this nigga, and I'd be like, nah, shit, respect on you, nigga. Like, what you
gonna... You still respect yourself after you did that shit. Why does my opinion matter?
If you my nigga,
it matters because you're gonna be pissed. If right? That's then your
I
girlfriend.
Gave this. Then I gave this little. Well, I wouldn't
fuck nobody.
Out.
I wouldn't fuck with nobody that did that shit. But that's you.
We're talking about relationships, being in the home, okay, going out and doing this and doing that.
So relationship. All right, start the shit over. Relationship. What? Like you go out and fuck all these niggas.
Yeah, because you just sat there and said that...
If you can afford all of these women, then you should be able to stick your dick in whoever can afford.
And live your life. So why can't it be this? If I can afford
and
to take care of myself...
And why women can't live
y'all
by that
same... Y'all not
wired
to do that. Y'all get too emotional.
I'm not saying... Y'all too emotional.
Y'all not wired.
And I get what he's saying.
Y'all
because,
are not
look,
wired
because,
like
because,
that,
listen,
bro.
Listen.
Get him, Jasmine. Get him, Jasmine.
Do you... When you're messing with
you got a queen.
Multiple men, don't you always have a favorite though? Like if like you might have multiple guys because this one person ain't acting right, so you messing with other dudes. But don't you kind of have a favorite? And if he would just act right, then you will fuck with him.
So we talking about dating and fucking, and we talking about just fucking. Well, that's what we're talking about.
That's what he's talking about when he says that women are emotional. Because, I mean, I can't speak for you, but I know me, myself. I don't just fuck a nigga because I'm horny and, you know what I'm saying? I usually fuck a nigga because it's something that I like about him.
I feel that. And most
men
women
fuck
are like
women.
That.
Men fuck women.
Niggas fuck women
because
it's 2:59 on a Wednesday.
They
we
have no reason.
Fuck.
Yeah, and that's
I, no,
what
no,
he
no,
means
I get
when
that.
He says they're wired.
But all
different.
Women are not like that, though.
A lot.
I get what you're saying, like a lot of women, but who gives a fuck about that emotional shit? Because if you really cared about, because she's emotional.
Sonny,
like,
if you seen...
No. Because if you would care about her being emotional about fucking, then you would also give a fuck about you making her emotional because you fucked another bitch.
A relationship
so, like,
is
make
a
it
commitment.
Make sense.
A
make
relationship
it make sense.
Is a commitment, and if you're gonna commit to a woman, then commit to her. If you're not, then do
Jesus
what you want
to
do.
Y'all not making it make sense to me.
But you wanna know what I run
you're
into?
Fucking
I think it's
toxic.
All about
you're
not making
toxic,
y'all not
making
there are women sense. Out here who will allow that type of relationship, who welcome it, and there's men who can, you know what I'm saying, who can handle it. It's all about dealing with people who are on the same page as you.
Can you
that's
fucking
all,
not get me? Attached?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, hold on. Let me pause y'all real quick because I'm
pause.
Experience, right?
Beep. Like, flag on the play.
I done dealt with women who, you feel me? They went into it with like that same mindset. Then after a while, it start turning into what are we?
Oh
why
my
you
God!
Texting me back.
That's
yes.
Some women.
I, my
that's
girl
some
no, that's women. That's most. That's most women.
Of y'all. If it's a nigga you really okay, like and y'all just hook up and he hitting you, no. Let's be real. If it's if you got a nigga you like, right?
A nigga you like.
Y'all link up.
He do everything
okay.
Right.
Let me play
good.
It in my head.
Listen, okay.
Nigga that I like.
You got this nigga. Nigga
right,
look
let me
good.
Okay, I like you, babe.
He hitting you consistently. He hitting
okay.
It good.
Okay.
But he don't want
you
nothing
squirt
from
every time. You don't need squirt.
You mean to tell me you not going to catch feelings?
No.
You're a fucking
man,
liar.
Go.
You're a fucking liar.
Even
no,
if you do catch feelings, if you
my thing is
honest.
Okay.
You,
okay, hold
like
on.
It don't matter. Like if you being honest and you telling and we fucking,
but
you know,
but a lot of times y'all try to change the name.
No,
you
no,
let me
no,
say.
Y'all,
no,
y'all,
let me
y'all,
say.
Y'all, y'all get the hitting the pussy and y'all get the getting in y'all feelings and pillow talking.
Okay,
man, niggas get that pussy out of it.
You know,
explain
something to y'all. I want y'all to know something.
Y'all send mixed signals.
I've never had to experience nothing like that before, so I can't really like.
Get on TikTok. Y'all
explain because it's like any nigga that I done dealt with and I was like having a sexual relationship, they be the ones that get attached and I don't.
I heard
so
that.
It's like I don't know how it feels to to for a nigga not to want me after I gave him the pussy. So I can't really answer the question because I don't know. I done liked the nigga before and I done fucked him and we was actually there was this one guy that I was fucking.
There was this one guy. Hey, y'all asking it.
But I was single. I was single. And I did like him, and he was spending money on me. He was spending a lot of money on me, but he didn't want to be in a relationship because he didn't have like the time to give me in a relationship or whatever. And I took it as for what it was, and that was it. And I continued to fuck him.
And how did that end? Like, what did it lead to?
I would.
Did y'all fall out?
Nah, we still cool. All right.
Yeah.
We still cool. I mean, we're not fucking anymore, right. But we still cool though.
Right now.
Yeah, but a lot of times, a lot of women like emotional get crazy, like emotional over there. Mm-hmm. Especially if, like the sex good for real, and it's consistent. It's like you'll say one thing, but up here is like you feeling another. That's what I ran into.
I think it'd be a little bit of that on the nigga side too.
Niggas too.
They do.
Yeah, niggas call you like 30 times.
It really be mostly.
All type of crazy shit.
Tell you they don't want you to fuck nobody else. You know, you tell me you don't want no fuck. Why you don't want me to fuck nobody else? We go together now then.
No, we don't. I'm gonna just be like,
you don't shit.
No, I'm saying if a nigga tell you like, yo, you can't get dick from nobody else.
You my man. Shit, mm-hmm. And
I'm gonna make you think you my man. That's how that's gonna go. Cause what is you talking about? We're just fucking. If we're just fucking, that's all we're doing is fucking. If you get attached,
use the top is ready.
If you get attached, then you get attached. No, y'all saying the same thing. Women get attached to the dick, same way niggas get attached to the pussy. It's the same fucking thing.
That's true.
Niggas just don't want to believe it because they just be like, well, how? And how is that possible?
Happened.
How?
They know
so much possible. Drove me crazy.
Exactly.
But it ain't a normal thing. It ain't a thing, though. I ain't out here just falling in love every time, though.
But what I'm saying is niggas getting attached.
Yeah, they on your ass.
Why is you putting me on here?
They on your ass. TikTok hates you.
I don't give a fuck about y'all. I'm going to speak my truth.
I got 68,000 people following me on TikTok. I didn't even know.
I ain't had live.
Like, my shit was going to go off like that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. TikTok got a lot.
TikTok got a lot.
Sonny!
Wow. That's crazy.
Lean over. Push. Pull it out on TikTok. No, please don't. No, because I make money on there. I can't. JoJo, what you want to talk about today?
So,
Wait a minute. Let's let TikTok see you.
Check this out. So, y'all, I was on Instagram, and I don't know if y'all seen her or not, but did y'all see the... I don't know what she is, but her name is Dom Rex, right?
Yes. Oh, I seen that shit.
And Trey Songz. So let me tell you what happened. So basically,
spill it, girl, spill it.
Yeah. So a girl named Dom Rex. I don't know what she does or who she is, but her name's Dom Rex.
She be selling pussy.
Content creator.
She has been posting pictures and videos of Trey Songz in her bed, sleeping, them hanging out. And
I bet the
neighbors know much. She's been posting pictures of it. So after she posted the pictures, it started going viral, whatever, and everybody trying to figure out, oh, what's going on? Well, she then goes back and makes a video and says, oh, we're just friends. Nothing serious is going on with us. We just hang out, right?
You're too fine for that.
Man, so then right after that, Trey Songz posts a video on his Instagram, and the background was Shaggy. It wasn't me. Shiggy. Shaggy, what's his name?
Shiggy. No, Shiggy the dancer. Shaggy,
yeah. It wasn't me. So he posted a video. Oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Clearly, it was him. I'll show you the video. Everybody
Where's
knows
the
fucking
red
Trey
juice?
Songz.
The
okay?
You looking at me like I'm
After
song.
That, she ends up posting. She ends up posting their text thread about him telling her, "Oh, take the video down.
That's
what are you
weird.
Doing?"
Okay,
I thought
so
you
the text thread was after the apology. On
after
K-Room.
The apology, he asked her. He said, "What did the video say?" So she sent them the video of her apologizing or whatever. And then he was like, oh, "Okay." So then she sent him the video of him saying it wasn't me, and she was like, "Oh, so this what we on?" He's like, "You know, I was just kidding."
Hold on, she said
I
that.
Fuck with you, yes.
Oh, she
She's
messy.
Like, I fuck
nah,
with
she
you.
Messy as shit.
That's why, like...
What?
He's wilding on the TikTok.
Wow, we got goddamn suspended.
Why?
I don't know.
Motherfucker.
It's probably when you start singing.
Well, anyway, fuck it. Fuck TikTok.
She was just... He was like, I fuck with you. I shouldn't be even
fuck
be
it,
fucking with you
Instagram.
No more because you've been posting me on social media, but...
I feel like that's why, like, a lot of these celebrities be fucking with all the same bitches because, like, they know they're not going to talk.
But he was... It made me feel bad.
Exposed, though. This is like
because every time they fuck with somebody that's not in that circle. Like, when they fucking with Kylie or any of the Kardashians, niggas not gonna talk.
Okay. No, but it made me feel bad because he was literally telling, like, texting her, like, damn, why you doing me like this? Like, what are you on?
You know why?
What's going on? Like, why switch? Why all of a sudden?
Because she from South Carolina.
You switching.
You can't trust no bitch. You can't trust no bitch from no small city.
I feel like that's weird though. Like you dropping it's photos, super corny. Shit it's like corny. That, and you uploading the screenshot and but the video.
She started doing it randomly, and I just wanted to say like, bitches like that make it hard. I would say for bitches like me, but I ain't like that no more. But what I'm saying is goddamn, like now bitches can't even slide on niggas and let them really like fuck with them because of bitches like her, like.
Cause that motherfuckers everybody trying to be that next new motherfucker, but like I feel like there is no room in the industry for that type of chick no more.
Man, how
many people fans follow her after that
and subscribe OnlyFans subscribers like these girls.
That's gonna help your OnlyFans. Cool, it is. But like okay, outside of that, if you trying to be the next Kim Kardashian, that shit not happening no more.
I don't think they really trying to because these girls making 100K a month off of their OnlyFans. Mm. So that's long? What that for a while. Shit, it's that's been going on for a while.
I don't think that should be lasting.
What
you
don't think
last?
Your social relevance. Like you gonna like it's like
it's not the social relevance. It's the subscribers. Okay, let's take
Instagram for instance, right? So like, say a nigga hit a clip, a nigga goddamn been averaging 10K a month on his shit, but one month he gets some hot shit, he average 100K. That shit just gonna be a spike.
Not if he has good, consistent content.
Because at one moment, the whole world watches.
I'm not saying that he's going to keep every...
That's what I'm saying is at one moment, the whole world watching. But after that, you're going to get the people that are consistent. Nigga be like, I don't care about this nigga no more.
Right, and I mean, if you getting...
It's going to naturally be a drop.
No. Because, first of all, Gorilla Glue Lady, she done came up. Just from that Gorilla Glue shit. The same way this other bitch, because this other bitch is going to come up in some way, shape, or form. Like, any bitch that get any type of clout, that's what they do it for, obviously.
But I feel like that shit is green. That shit is very green of her, though. Like,
no, that shit pissed me off.
It is corny.
Like, because I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, come on, bro.
Not you. But, Sonny, a lot of niggas be in your DMs.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
She said, I heard that.
Really,
I don't really check.
We're not asking for no names, no specifics, or no shit like that. So, but in the past, you had some blue checks in your DMs.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
She said allegedly.
Of course, niggas been in your DMs.
Yes.
But y'all ain't been on social media. Oh, look at this motherfucking dick in my shit. Y'all recognize that dick? Niggas not, y'all not doing that shit.
No, and this. It's kind of fucked
you
up.
Get more with honey than vinegar.
I heard
you know
that.
Know what I'm saying? You just keep it.
And it's
just
for me. I don't know what the fuck that
means. Just keep it clear. It's not sweet. Why do you need to expose somebody else's ill?
That's some
exposing your own. I'm not exposing myself to expose somebody else's ill.
But
I'm
then good. That makes that shit hard because then now you got these niggas traumatized. So now anytime I even be like, yeah, so anyways, let me see what time it is. A nigga like, snatching my shit out my hand. I'm like, nigga, I got a daughter. I need to make sure she's straight. The fuck is you talking about? Now niggas is traumatizing.
But that's how I be though. Because
you think I'm finna expose you. Nah, nigga, I'm not finna expose you.
And then I gotta tell you I've been around bigger niggas.
Okay.
Now I gotta drop your ego.
Now you, right. Now you mad.
I don't care if you've been around bigger.
Take a picture.
I don't care.
No, I'm talking about a person trying to grab my phone thinking I want to take a picture.
Or even just thinking that. Like, it's.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care if you've been around big niggas as long as you know the code. Like, you know, shit.
Nobody doing all that.
No.
Not me.
I
think we talked about this shit before.
Cool,
like people that have not, they have not been around that shit before. And if she was on her Instagram after that shit happened, like, oh, I don't been around it. I ain't no basic bitch. That's basic
that
big
was
shit.
Super basic, yeah.
Cause but like when we hear
like, you ain't never been nowhere. Been
when we hear show. When we at the studio, we see niggas all the time. Our first inclination isn't to be like, oh, Moneybagg, yo, oh fuck Drake.
Right.
That's not the first thing we think about. But when
bitches
you
get clout,
when you are at when we see you at these events, and that's the first thing you do is pull out your phone and act like you here with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we already we've already came to an understanding that clout is a motherfucker. Like, niggas do shit for clout. Okay.
Niggas, you see that video of the nigga following what's the nigga name from New York? Big Swole nigga.
Oh, the six, the
No. Two times. Oh, fuck.
Not the one that be going to
Casanova.
Casanova. Nigga was following. That shit happened in Miami. Nigga was following Casanova up the steps, like, yo, we outside. Then Casanova didn't look back one time.
Like, nigga, who is you?
Like, yo, we outside. But, like, niggas be like that. Mm-hmm. Niggas, that be their only time being around niggas like that.
Hell of a drug.
Clout is definitely a hell of a drug. Rather, if it's you trying to get clout from fucking with a nigga or being around certain people or even just. Anything, throwing fake money in the fucking mall and getting people to be like, oh, he throwing money the whole time. It's fake money. Clout is clout.
I don't know why somebody would do that.
Yeah, right. Clout is motherfucking clout, and that shit is a hell of a fucking drug. And that bitch is wrong for doing that shit because why? Why are you doing that? That shit petty, and I don't like it.
Because she wanted that little spike from her OnlyFans. That's inevitably gonna come from that shit.
And it's like, why motherfuckers continuously fuck with Selena Powell? She air everybody shit out.
Not Selena Powell, but her homegirl be looking extra busted. And I don't know why niggas is even like.
So she busted.
Like Selena Powell, homegirl look like she work at a tire shop.
Please stop playing with me.
Am I lying?
I don't know.
Right, like, you know Selena.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't know who her homegirl is either.
No, the motherfucker that was on No Jumper with her. She like
she worked. Which one? The.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She like she work at a tire shop.
Yeah, for sure. So,
what you got?
I have another question.
It's probably another question.
So, I know that it's sort of kind of likely for women to go through their man's phone every so often. Like, you might feel some type of way and you might go through his phone. You might. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you feel like he's moving funny or something, you want to see what the fuck going on. Yes. You might see a number like keep this. Popping up. You want to see what's going on.
I'm not going through no phones unless you keep going through mine.
But have you went through your nigga phone?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have before.
Have you went through your nigga phone before? Okay, so have
you went through a nigga phone before?
And I thought I was gonna fucking die.
Okay.
You did it. Damn, fat.
So like a heart attack.
I don't think phones exist when it comes to a nigga.
You said you don't think what?
Phones don't exist when it comes to a nigga.
That she's so traumatized.
That nigga be talking on his hand.
You don't even see it. I am a pain free. I ain't gonna do nothing, nigga. Phone, what you got going on, bitch? I ain't gonna find out.
But you have went through it before.
So long ago.
Did she regret it?
Right, man. So what I'm getting at is us as women, we do go through niggas' phones sometimes, right? How would you feel if a nigga go through your phone?
They always do.
Yeah,
what
niggas
you mean?
Do go through phones.
What?
Sometimes.
They do it more than girls.
Right. Are you serious?
What?
So what I was trying to get at is
they
just don't say
nothing because they never find nothing in our phone.
So do y'all
but
go
they
through
definitely
phone?
Go through phones.
You know how hard it is for me to guess a password?
Something got land in my lap, like, for me to trip about it. I can't
so
go
you
yeah, you gotta leave that shit. You just gotta leave that shit over.
So
I ain't talking about it.
So you're not going through nobody's phone. So, okay, so y'all just
wait a minute, you said you gotta leave it open for you to go through it.
Yeah, you gotta leave that shit over.
So you will go through it if she leaves
it open. That's not going through it.
That's the fuck it is, Kodak.
That's it.
What? If I leave my phone unlocked, then
you
pick it up.
Stay woke. Everything.
Stay woke.
And I pick it up, and you start scrolling through that motherfucker.
Okay, well, I never went through a phone either.
Right.
That's how I got in there.
It
was open.
Yeah.
I never been through one.
And
nope.
I take
that back.
And just...
All right. Anyway, what's the question? What's the question?
So you going through a bitch phone?
Huh?
You going through a bitch phone?
Huh?
Be honest. You'll go through a bitch phone.
If it's open, shit, you know.
Why?
We exploring. We going exploring.
Nosy as hell.
Door to explore.
Because you want
to
see what she got going on. You don't trust his shoes. You ain't shit.
You know about my past.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I have reason to.
So what? You do.
I have reason to.
So how would
you... How about she block me on
Instagram?
How about she block me on Instagram?
As she should have. She should have.
She blocked me on Instagram. I tried to lurk on her page.
I'm weak. Get the fuck out of my face. So hold on. Let me ask a question.
But no, she didn't block the business page, though.
She said she can look, but she can't look for
it. Not the business page.
She didn't block the brand page,
you
but she blocked me.
You talking about the fake
me. Page. No, my business page. That, the brand page. You know, shit, nigga got business pages and shit. Nah, we upstanding gentlemen of society. So
nah,
shit.
That's the fake page that you go and you lurk on people's shit.
I do be lurking. If shit say user not found, all right, we're going to see. We gonna see.
That's some fucked up shit. So how did y'all feel after y'all niggas went through y'all phone?
Sick.
What's happening?
As fuck.
I didn't feel, I was straight because was sick.
Did he find something though? Like, you were sick because he found something?
Oh, right here. Let me tell y'all what a nigga did one time to me when he went through my motherfucking phone. Hold on. Somebody want to go and tell how y'all feel before I go?
Nope, you go ahead.
Go ahead, JoJo. Bad boy, we got it in the game. I thought that
I
word
said I
want
to go smoke on camera. I need this blunt.
I thought that word all up.
I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to resist smoking on
camera. No, see, we talking about shit. We quitting. I'm quitting pork and goddamn red meat.
All right, let me tell y'all what the fuck happened to me.
What happened to you?
So, I was dating a guy, and he went through my phone. He played the shit real cool. And then one day, he came up to me and was like, so where were you at Friday at 3:30 a.m. down the street from your job? I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, yeah. Your location says that you've been at this location at 3:30 a.m. for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Where were you?
I love that for him.
I was like, I went down the street to go smoke. That's what I did.
Was that really what you did, though?
I did literally go down the street to smoke.
Well, he played himself with that.
And I fucked another nigga. But.
What did Sonny say? Hey, cheating is easy.
But I did go down there to smoke, though. I went down there to smoke.
Turning something up.
What's happening?
But check this out, though. I'm going to tell you how he found out. He found out because he went through my phone, went through my location services, and in your locations, it tells you where you've been at and for how long you've been there.
I don't even know how to work an iPhone like that. Let me
look at my phone. Hey, bro, we got to turn that shit off.
He's my ex.
We gotta turn that shit off. We gonna figure that shit out after the show. So what's the question?
Location services.
You wanna know how to do it?
No, I know how to do it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're a rookie. Yeah.
Who's a rookie?
Shit, apparently they turned that shit off already.
No, that shit happened to me a long time ago.
I'm green as fuck with this shit.
That shit happened in like 2016.
Damn, JoJo.
Yeah, like it happened a long time ago. But I couldn't believe he said that shit. I said, what?
That's wicked.
And no shit.
How'd you know that? Get my phone. My phone, nigga. What? Where it say that at? Before I tell you what really happened.
See, man, I don't go through phones. If I see something I don't want to see, it's just downhill. Because I'm going to start doing what I want. And it's just going to be.
Exactly.
You're not even going to like me afterwards. So I just rather keep it cool. We're going to be. Because if I see that, I'm gonna go crazy, cause I know for a fact if I'm fucking with you, you ain't capable of doing half of what I'm capable of doing. So I just rather keep it cool, but don't come to me. Nah, cause you gotta think about it. Cause think about it. As a nigga, at minimum as a nigga we'll fuck anything.
Okay.
A nigga fuck
Gucci
and a bitch will fuck a nigga that got
a nigga will fuck a bitch with less than you.
No, let me ask that. So to your point of okay, when you say the girl might fuck a nigga that got way more hurt, that only an insecure nigga be hurt. Cause let's be real, having money don't make you thorough.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, and then you could fuck a nigga with a bunch of money. Nigga be a whole clown, a rat, a lame ass nigga. That don't necessarily make, it'll make an insecure nigga.
Cause y'all
don't
fuck some lame ass niggas now.
Yeah, it'll make an insecure nigga feel like, damn, she fucked this nigga that got all this
don't
bread.
Don't say Sunny like you I'm gonna die by shit. I know I done fucked some lame ass niggas.
Okay, hold on.
As long as you accept
I didn't make them lame.
As long as you accept it.
Yeah. It don't even gotta be a girl like fucking another nigga to make you upset. Like, I can accept this car from this nigga. Like, thanks, never gave him pussy before.
Nigga chip off.
And I'd be like, thank you.
Chip off a car.
And I'm pulling up on you like, okay,
if it's a better car than mine?
No, exactly. A card. You said a card or?
Car.
I don't chip off cars.
Well, this nigga bought you a Hellcat?
I said card. Like, niggas will chip off some simple shit like that. Ain't got you fly. Who the fuck?
This nigga bought you a scat?
That's
what?
That's how you know a nigga fuck with you if he giving you like little shit like fly. Like a car. A car don't mean nothing. A nigga pull up on you in a Porsche and be 4 months behind and owe hella niggas money.
Okay. But what I'm saying is like, yeah, like a nigga can get you a car, but shit, like nigga had money. That shit was like, it's a tax write off to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like every time a bitch asks me for money now, I feel like it's a tax write off. Oh, she poor.
So now all of a sudden y'all saying that. If your girl did that, none of that shit gonna make y'all upset.
It'll make me upset, but it's not gonna have me feeling like I'm less than or insecure.
Never
like, right,
said it's gonna make you feel less than. It's just gonna piss you off.
It'll be like,
I do that to make myself feel better.
I'd be like, I'll probably be like, damn, what the fuck is you doing? Sick. Like, that's what you, that's what we on? Cool.
But you fucked the whole bitch though.
So?
So?
That's what he said.
It's a double standard.
They feel like you're saying they feel like they could fuck more, so that makes it.
But what?
More.
No, but what I'm saying.
Listen.
Is, no.
Listen.
I didn't even say fuck. Look. Hold on. No, wait. Because I didn't even say fuck. Mm-hmm. I said y'all fucked another bitch, and then I accepted a gift from a nigga. And he like, well, I mean, you can't.
Because
really
dick come easy to y'all.
That's what I'm
saying. Dick come easy to y'all. Yeah, you can wake up in the morning and have three dick pics. Nigga gotta work for pussy.
You got to.
Not for real.
No.
But
no,
if you're
no,
in a
no,
relationship,
no,
why the fuck
no.
y'all working for pussy?
Let me kill this shit.
That's
let me kill this shit. Sonny, you can goddamn not be on social media all day. You gonna get 8 dick pics to your shit.
Or
off the strength.
Or like 5 niggas gonna try to holler at you that day.
You gonna get 5 emoji eyes, 10 dick pics, and goddamn 6 niggas saying, hey.
If I ain't got no haircut, it's over.
It's over.
Let me ask you a question. You think Drake ain't going through the same problem?
Which one?
Or
you think Drake is starving?
Drake is having his way.
What I'm saying is
that's
niggas
Drake.
With certain...
You talking about the epitome of niggas?
Yeah,
that's nah, like, that's like you got you talking about niggas. Like you see you talking to women you talking to women who got something going on like you need to
niggas got so you saying niggas got to be Drake to get what the shit standing getting on a regular basis? You're fucking proving
that's
my point.
Wicked.
You're
yeah,
proving my point.
That's what I'm saying.
Niggas got to be Drake to get what she could get sleeping.
To even get
I'm
a full
Jasmine
saying.
Banks.
I gotta be Drake. Just to
your
get
DMs is nasty.
We're talking about people sending you.
Of course.
Exactly. You could. You don't gotta do. But, you don't gotta do shit to get dick on a regular basis.
That's not true. I suck dick all over the internet. I post thirst traps.
And everybody
on
wants to be the next
basis.
Dick that suck.
See what I'm saying?
Well, that's
why
I'm saying it's not doing nothing. That's why I get all the dick pics in my DMs.
But I'm saying, but like over the course, I'm saying like if a nigga just wake up one morning, niggas gotta actually work for pussy. Like you actually have to put in effort. You gotta at least call a bitch.
Not every nigga. I'm saying niggas who got something going and got like clout and got money
even
and got
Drake,
all this shit, them bitches is gonna flock.
You think Rihanna is fucking Drake as soon as she want?
She Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
But I feel
so we talking upper echelon of niggas. We got to talk about the upper echelon of bitches.
Yeah,
but I feel
but they
like,
fuck it because they both want to fuck.
But I feel like even whether it's like whether you
watch the show
with, on one end with niggas with hella cash or just a regular everyday nigga, something gonna come with that. Niggas still gonna have to put that work in.
Y'all
whether he buy you a bag or take you to Ruth Chris, you something time or something still gonna have to come with that.
I'm
Jasmine,
saying them niggas who's doing
how
it is
how many niggas are sending you dick pics right now?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, as of today, 2021.
I don't know. What do you mean? You want me to give you a number?
A lot, right? It's niggas in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. I ain't got no pussy pit in my picture in my DMs yet.
Then
today.
Step your game up, then.
I ain't gonna lie.
Step your game up. Start paying these bitches, then.
So I gotta pay a bitch to get a pussy pit.
What I'm saying is this: take these bitches out and make them feel like something, so they can see you a little pussy pit.
Cause, man, cause
I got the other
I need you to put in some more effort. There's niggas out here. There's niggas out here that's.
I want strangers sending me like I had somebody in my DMs say, "Hello, King."
It ain't that easy.
I didn't want that.
It's not that fun.
It's not.
Show me your booty hole.
It's not fun.
Show me your booty hole. Don't tell me hello, King. Show me your fucking booty hole. Spread that motherfucker. I want to see that dark shit.
You need to put in work then.
You don't got to put in work to get a dick pic.
You
Why
do.
I got to put in work?
You do got to put in work.
You don't got to put in work.
I don't think
you
got
no
dick
pussy.
Pic I promise you.
All right, that's what I want motherfuckers to say.
It's just the name of the game. You ain't got it.
Because niggas is extraordinarily horny and women aren't because they got dick pics thrown at them at 100 miles per hour. 13 times.
You
know
women
you gotta
get pressed
have something on. Going on.
Women get pressed on way more than niggas do, though.
What I'm saying is to make it even, because we know we're gonna get that anyway, because we know that. We know.
How many niggas hollered you today?
Us women, we
How
know.
How many niggas hollered you today?
Speaking of, I was at the light.
Anybody holler me today?
I was at the light.
Listen.
I don't think nobody hollering me today.
I was at the light. No, I would have said no, but on my way here, I was coming in this bitch, and a nigga was in front of me at a light, put his car in park.
Got out and came to holler at you.
Nah, he got out of the seatbelt, but he came out, he rolled one and he came out the window. He was like,
I would do that. I would actually get out. Like, if a bitch,
I was like,
if a bitch bad enough, yeah, I'll get out the car.
Mid track.
Yeah, at a stoplight.
And then start staring at me through his mirror. I was like, look.
Because, you know, I got cards on me. I keep my cards. The cards make shit easy, like to holler at a woman. Like, you know, oh, he got something going on. He got some business about himself. No, I just invested
exactly.
$150
and
in this shit.
And then that's when the pussy pics come through. When you pull up and you flex a little bit and show a little something, you know, she gone.
No, I'm just whip my dick out. I'm like, yeah. This what I'm here for. This what I'm here for.
I'm saying, if that's what you want to do, she going, first of all, she going to show all her friends first. And then she going to talk
really
about
showing,
you.
Y'all really be showing y'all friends the pictures. Y'all
I'm saying, if it's funny enough, hell yeah. If I be like, bro, look at this nigga. Look at the big homie.
Wow.
Girl, I can't believe the big homie said this shit. Look, girl, look at this shit.
That's why I tell.
What is he doing?
That's why I tell a nigga my name Carlos.
What is he doing?
I tell a nigga my name Carlos. Fuck? Shit, but I meet you on a random.
Yeah, all right.
But I realize niggas don't recognize me until I got the shit on.
I mean, it makes sense.
But same shit, like, you know, not gonna goddamn put me out there like that.
At the end of the day, if you want pussy pics, I need you to do a little bit more. That's all.
What I need
saying.
To do, Coach JoJo?
You need to find you some little bitches that you want to see a pussy pic from, and you gotta bust down. You
I
gotta,
ain't gonna lie.
She got skin down.
At my age, I'm almost 30. At my age, I don't pictures don't really do nothing for me no more. I want you.
We need
to pull up.
No, we need.
But
to
you're
be,
all you're still.
No, no. Pause. Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Justin. Pictures don't do shit, but videos.
You might be talking.
Yeah, videos.
Video might be.
But also, I am in the pull up age. Yeah, I'm in the pull up age. Don't show me no pussy.
Like, don't send me no picture. You live down the street on Far Road. Like, just come over.
Like, I seen some shit on Shade Room about that. She I shit you yesterday?
You
like,
send me that shit.
Motherfucker
that
was like, oh, crazy. I'm at the hotel. Oh, I'm about to pull up. Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, she was playing a 50 with y'all the
bitch,
whole time.
So basically, what happened, if y'all mm-hmm. haven't seen mm-hmm. it, so I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Spill it.
The girl, this guy flew this girl out that she was fucking, that he was
fucking
with.
I think she said the trip cost like $1,000.
About $1,000. He flew her out to the hotel. She gets to the hotel. Mind you, they've been sexting, FaceTiming.
Sending news, all that news. Shit. You think she gonna be automatic?
Hold on. Let me finish the story. She touched down. She gets to the hotel room, and he hit her up like, I'm finna come through. And she like, huh? He like, what you mean, huh? I'm finna pull up. She like, it's late. It's after midnight. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Strike one. Red flag.
He like, well, hey, what you mean you going to sleep? Like, all right, cool. That's fine. Go to sleep. I'll see you in the morning. And we can hang out. And she like, hang out? You mean like hang out as friends, right? He ooh. Like.
Red flag, number two.
She spent
them. That ain't no red bitch, flag. That's what? The black flag. It's over.
She spent them.
He like, hold on, bitch. What?
Yeah, what?
Why the fuck? Ladies.
Like, hold
ladies.
On,
ladies.
Hold on, wait.
Go ahead.
He said, hold on, bitch. What? What you mean? Like, I done spent like a band on this trip. We've been sending like.
Just on the tickets. Pictures. Or, like, the tickets in the hotel.
Tickets in the hotel.
Okay.
I done sent, like, we done sent each other pictures and all this. Like, I don't do that for just a friend. Like, and she was like, okay, so are you trying to say that, like, I gotta fuck you? And he like, well.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Like, I thought you knew what was going on or whatever. You know what? Don't even worry about it. It's cool. I'm canceling the room. The ooh. Flight is canceled, ooh. So you gotta get out by noon the next day.
Check out time, 11 a.m.
And pay for your shit back. Your shit canceled.
She innocent,
and then
bro.
She hit him back like, oh, but I ain't got the money to pay for it. Don't be like that. And he like, all right. Then he blocked her.
I feel for bro. Like,
I don't think he wrong, though.
He not wrong.
Sonny, he wrong? Spent
no.
She shouldn't have spent no.
Because she should have had her own money if she was going to do that.
First of all, number one, you should have had your own fucking money.
Okay,
bitch, don't go. Don't, rule number one, don't go no motherfucking where and ain't got no fucking money to get back.
That's wicked.
Like, you set yourself up. Don't ever trust a nigga.
She thought she was going to go to the Trap Music Museum for free.
That shit crazy, though.
That shit triggered me because women will definitely do that shit. Oh, are we hanging out as friends, right? No, bitch, I want to fuck you in the ass.
I'm saying, though, bitch, if you ain't got no money and you know you ain't got no money.
And I want to leave it in there.
You know you, and you can't get back, you know you're fucking.
Like, fuck. Oh, my knee. Yeah, I'm good. You mother rolling.
You got to. Bitch, you're getting fucked if you ain't got no money to come back. No, you're getting fucked.
Shorty should have said that before she got on the plane. Like, look, we about to go to Florida or wherever we going. I ain't really trying to fuck you for real. Like, let's keep it cool. I'm like, all right.
But no, the shit.
She had an
agenda.
No. She knew what she was doing.
Listen.
She was like,
the shit, the shit that killed me.
She probably wasn't even at the hotel room sleep when she told him that she was.
Or she had another nigga there.
The shit that killed me, though. She was like, yeah, I just want to take it slow. Bitch, I flew you out. We're not taking it slow no more. We Fast and Furious right now. Fast and Furious 9 to be goddamn specific. So goddamn, ain't no taking it slow. Like, I flew you out.
So I flew you out. Like, I could have got crab legs.
I will say this, though. Just because you fly a bitch out don't necessarily mean you fuck it.
True.
So I'm going to say that.
What it mean?
That don't mean we fucking.
It means if he
you wanna, crazy. You want to fly me out to where you at, nigga? Okay, let's hang out. Let's kick it. Let's chill. I'm not finna get. Oh, you bought.
If we fucking, how about this? You need to also pay me. You don't just get my flight and my hotel.
You gotta pay for the pussy as well.
What I'm saying is, if you fly me out, you pay for everything.
You got to
else?
Pay me plus room and travel.
You flying a bitch out to fuck her, ain't you?
Scary.
You flying a bitch out to
fuck her? What is supposed to be a hotel room?
I ain't
you think
lie.
I'm coming out there to fuck you?
Why?
Ain't nobody to stay in the hotel?
Exactly. What? That's what I'm saying.
I can do that.
I thought you liked me, bitch. That should make the pussy wet.
What you mean you thought I liked you?
So.
I do. You cool. But what else?
So I got to. So, oh, pause.
I love it, though. I
respect
the fuck out of it.
So I got to goddamn. You got to like me and I still got to pay you to fuck?
But why not? I mean, I'm coming. I'm first of all, I'm leaving from where I'm at.
I'm in convenience
working.
Where,
exactly.
I had to take a half time babysitter.
It's my time. Let's say that.
Nigga, you could have not came. What the fuck?
But
that's
you
your
asked
time.
Her to
come.
True. But you asked
True.
Me to
sure,
come.
Sure.
And
home.
I'm gonna tell you what I want. And if it's up to you, I'll give you an option though. It's
but
not
she
like I
should have been
say
clear.
Yeah.
I'm talking about springing that shit
okay,
on
I don't
the nigga.
Bring nothing
okay.
on
okay.
nobody.
That's
okay.
true. She yeah. should have had
okay.
that shit
okay.
together.
She should have
okay.
said that.
Yeah,
she
should have
said that.
Yeah, that
should have said that.
Because you can spring, you can tell that, you can tell a nigga that shit. Like, okay, that should have made sense. Because let me say this. Because there's been times where I may want to like take a chick out. Say a chick, she a regular degular motherfucker, but she got to work.
Yeah.
How much you make that day? Cool. I'm going to pay that shit.
Yeah.
So you won't be missing out on the money. But at the same time, so if a nigga got there just fly you out, and you just like, you don't never, there ain't no conversation about no goddamn paying for no pussy
mm-hmm.
until you get to that point. But you, nigga, I'm already here. Now you going to try to goddamn.
You going to hit a nigga with a price tag once you out there?
No, so I will say that shit is fucked up. She should have definitely said something, but she probably was going to say something and didn't want to tell you up front and miss out on that flight and miss out on that opportunity to kick it with you.
But
depending
wow.
on the type of nigga that you are. Because you might need to be like, damn, like, I ain't on that, but shit. Bitch, I'm trying to go to Dubai. Fuck it. I'm going to go. Boom. I'll just let them know when I get there, when that time come, and we whatever on that.
That's a long way from home to get stuck, though.
For real.
It is.
And that's not the place you want to get stuck.
It's not.
It's not a place you want to get stuck.
I'm just painting a scenario of how it could be sometimes.
All right, Picasso.
I ain't going to lie. If I'm flying, yo, let me know what it is before we
exactly.
get on that plane. Because I'll gladly
exactly.
say, no, that ain't what I'm on.
Exactly.
You can stay. Like,
yeah.
Or, all right,
no, I
cool,
get that.
I feel like every nigga got
this shit
at least.
Was selfish, but I'm just saying.
Every nigga got at least one chick.
The nigga probably
if they don't, if they don't pay for pussy, every nigga got at least one chick that they would pay for.
The nigga probably was a lame though, like for real. For real.
She tried him.
She, oh yeah, because
ain't no woman
yeah,
gonna try no
for
thorough
sure.
nigga like
she
that. Like
sure.
I think she kind of read him the wrong way.
Cause what?
Well, she
when she did this shit like what she say? She was like, oh yeah, I'm sleepy, I'm tired. Oh hell nah.
Like the energy was completely different.
But
from
it was cool
she
though.
There.
When she said nah,
nah,
tired,
nah.
When she
no,
was
no,
tired,
no,
said,
no.
Okay,
if you tired, you still gonna if you really into a nigga, you still gonna see the nigga.
No,
like
facts.
even if it's just oh I'm about to open the door, and we both gonna go to sleep type
yeah,
shit.
No
type
facts.
Shit.
Cause
yeah.
if I'm pulling up on a nigga, and it's midnight. And I don't see him, I'm gonna beat the fuck
tired?
Out of him.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Like, I landed.
I hope.
First of all, how the fuck did I get to the hotel without you in the first place? Fuck is you talking
that
about?
Was his first, you're right. That was his first red flag.
Pick me up, nigga. Fuck
he
you, man.
Might have been.
Oh,
busy.
I got a car. Nah.
Nah. If I fly you out, my whole day been cleared out.
Yes, exactly. Don't fly me out and you busy, nigga.
I'm waiting for you to land.
What's the. Exactly.
I'm actually at the airport.
I've
already.
Been flown out. And
problem
waiting,
number
but
one.
I get, when I get right. flied out,
flew out
on that. I fly out for money, so
flew.
I don't care what time you come. Just I came for one reason and one reason only. When we're done, I'm getting back on the plane.
Oh, you on a one day, motherfucker?
What you mean on a one? I said if I get flied out on that, you know, somebody just fly me out, a person. It's not just to meet a guy; it's to have sex and to get paid. When I have gotten flew out or whatever,
mm-hmm.
So I don't care what time he comes. If you know what I'm saying, he comes. We have one thing to do, and I'm going back home. I, you know, if he wants to kick it, that's fine. But I came for a reason. So it don't
yeah.
matter when he comes.
Well, if you flying me the fuck out, nigga, we hanging the fuck out.
You want to tour shit?
What if it's a nigga you like,
well,
though?
Yeah. Like, if it's a nigga I like, yeah, we doing something. I'm not finna fly out here and get dick and go home.
Okay, no. We definitely doing shit.
No. Hell no. I need the whole experience, nigga. Take me through the back way, underground road. Like, I need to know what the fuck myself. Going on.
Niggas nigga gonna take you to the blood.
I don't care what you say. I would never know what Beyonce got going on. I'm trying to see what she doing, is what I'm saying. That other shit I could do, because, you know, I know people in every fucking where. Like, what? But what I'm saying is I want to get on Air Drake. Is that what it's called?
It's called Air Drake. Yes.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Like, experience Drake that playing. Shit Drake type playing. Shit.
Oh, oh. Yeah, see, I could do all that myself.
Do that. And then,
you know, Air Drake yourself. Wait a minute. Cap on the plate.
Well, no, I don't even know what that is. I mean, is that a tourist attraction?
No, it's Drake's plane.
Oh, okay. Well, anything that... whatever.
Is Drake here? Is Drake here?
That you can't experience in a lifetime. I want to experience it.
Is he for real?
No. What is
this? Yo, funny as shit.
I'm saying shit if you... Nigga, hey man, if Drake...
When y'all said Drake playing, I'm thinking that y'all talking about like a tourist attraction or something like that. I'm just saying, like, when I, like I said, I have a, you know, I'm providing a service.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I'm saying?
What's the service?
Sex.
She just said
sexual
that.
Sexual favor.
Is this also shown to the cucumber video? Like, did your DMs, like, explode after that shit?
It did, yeah. It did. But, I mean, I'm an OnlyFans content creator as well, so, I mean, I was... Don't tell me you got a cucumber up in there.
This nigga crazy.
Oh, my God.
I did.
That's not a cucumber, though.
At some point...
Absolutely a cucumber.
Niggas have got... That is not a cucumber. This is a zucchini.
Oh, right. My gosh.
You play too much.
It looked like a cucumber.
A oh, my goodness.
You got a zucchini.
It looked like it. How the fuck do you know?
Thank you.
How do you know?
You just what you know.
And that's what exactly.
Yo, how the fuck do you know? That's what happens.
You read the damn thing and it says zucchini squash.
How did you
bring
that up? Like it should have came up.
Look,
like,
I don't look at
it. It don't even look like a cucumber.
It don't. No, it don't. A cucumber don't got the fucking head on it, like the little tip like that.
Bro, look, a cucumber, bro.
Yeah, the ass of it.
You can't say niggas to
stove by themselves. Nah, see, that's why bitches just
came.
She
said what?
So a cucumber don't work?
Niggas to the stove by themselves.
No.
Fuck up, no.
So a cucumber don't work?
What you mean? A zucchini, you mean? What you, don't work for what? What you want me to do with this?
I don't know. Because apparently it don't work.
You can't do that to him. Right.
Well, you got to keep it now. Fuck.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go home and cook it.
It is.
Kiss it. Freeze frame the shit out of that motherfucker.
Whack ass cucumber.
Give my goddamn cucumber back.
No. You can't be an Indian giver. Okay. No, give it back.
Give my goddamn zucchini back.
Right, she's gonna make zucchini.
I'm trying to make some spaghetti.
Zucchini noodle pasta.
Period.
That's funny as fuck. I dead ass thought that was a cucumber.
Well, we know
you don't eat cucumbers.
I fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
I fucking ruined it.
For sure.
God damn.
You're so annoying.
I'm about to go to the hookah bar.
Okay. Because I love hookah.
Shit.
I'm so over the cucumber, though.
Why?
Like, because it's been so... It's
well,
like,
just try zucchinis. Fuck.
Apparently.
This is your new start.
With the zucchini.
With the zucchini. Mm-hmm. The world is watching.
Nah.
Fuck it. All right. Nah. Well... You right. Freeze frame that little shit of you kissing it. You goddamn. Why are you over the cucumber though?
You said what?
Why are you over the cucumber? That shit was like
2019? Yeah, well, was it? I don't know if it was that.
It was 2019 because it wasn't last summer. It was summer for last. We didn't do shit last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just like it's time to move
to a different vegetable.
Well, maybe not another vegetable, but other
eggplant's big as fuck. You can't do no eggplant.
No.
You're gonna be looking crazy.
You can subscribe to my OnlyFans to see what we move.
How often do you update it to?
Period.
My OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I upload a new video probably at least once a week.
The rookie numbers. You got not them numbers.
You just a horny ass nigga, that's all.
I think that's
good.
I need
more.
Especially
with
the type of videos that I put out.
You only got one video?
Refresh. Refresh.
What's your OnlyFans on?
Mine?
I
am in the top 86% of OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. We know you ain't doing that.
You got OnlyFans real, bro?
I do.
Of other people?
No.
That's crazy.
It's not me. It's like, you know.
Other people.
Crazy shit that happened here.
Yeah. Like what?
Like, you don't have to do porn to have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, like shit. I really don't even promote it. Yeah. But I'm in the top 86%. That should tell you something. Whoever them 14 bitches under me, y'all hoes ain't no shit. Anyway, man, shit, this is episode 67 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. You did. Big Homie Sonny. Big Homie JoJo, of course. Big Homie Jay Cart.
What it is.
Big Homie Jasmine Banks. Did you have fun?
I did.
You got a whole zucchini.
Period. Thank you.
I dead ass thought that was a cucumber.
That's sick. That was an apple model right
crazy
there.
Right. Speak up, poor.
Fucking zucchini.
Why you just didn't ask me, bro?
Cause I be trying to do shit slick.
Oh, you're trying to be fine. Yeah.
You
want me to suck the cucumber on the camera? That's what you want me to do.
You can suck a zucchini.
Y'all told me to bring my own.
You can suck a zucchini.
No, first of all, I don't know where this is.
You know what? I was thinking about that shit too. That's why I kept it in the fucking wrap the whole time. Cause I was like, how the fuck does she feel about health and safety on here? Cause like, you can't be just presenting random cucumbers in the party.
Right.
But like, how the fuck did she find the first cucumber? So like,
yeah, that was a question that people asked me after I had did the pool party. They're like, so
where the fuck the cucumber?
It's I brought my own. Like, I had my own in my little bag. It's my own cucumber.
Oh, you can't prepare to suck the cucumber.
Well, because it was gonna be a contest. It was gonna be the cucumber sucking contest or whatever. So, you know, and I knew that they were just gonna go to the store and just get a big bin of them like they did.
So just bring my own.
Yeah, I brought my own.
Okay, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Like God bless.
I like this story.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She said, "Fuck y'all. I'm bringing my own shit."
First, I got my own shit. We didn't already practice
my own size.
I know exactly how big it is, and to show the whole thing.
I got my own cucumber. I don't need it in the club. Whatever Pooshite said. Anyway, man, goddamn, this episode 6. Oh! It's Yam Cam time.
Who?
Tell her about the Yam Cam.
Yam Cam, you just put your yams on the cam.
On the table.
Oh, okay.
Jasmine Banks, you want to join the Yam Cam as well?
I guess.
Yes, right here. I can't wait.
I got some little yams.
Oh, well, you know what? Run around the table. Go over that, on that side. Because... JoJo, go ahead. Take over.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So you just put your yams right there.
Right there. Bam. JoJo, touch it.
Want me to stand up so you can touch it?
Oh. Hey, shit. Jesus Christ. Put your face into JoJo.
Where my ones at? Why you always got to go
Jasmine
so
Banks.
Far?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go over here, over here, that. Over here.
Go to get on my fucking nerves.
No, you don't. I be gassing you up.
You be gassing yourself up.
Jasmine Banks, put the yams on the table.
Let's get it.
Ooh. Jasmine Banks, yams on the table. Jesus Christ.
Period, that's what I'm talking about. Damn. Them yams.
Yam Cam. Oh, man. Episode 67 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Sonny. Big Homie Jazz, Big Homie Jay Cart. Of course, lovely Big Homie JoJo. We out this motherfucker, episode 67.